Last week, Aboriginal man Gene Gibson was found to be wrongly convicted of a 2010 murder in Western Australia. In the appeals court, a series of flawed police interviews more than 2 years later were dismissed inadmissible when it was revealed access to proper interpreting services was not granted. Following Mr. Gibson's case, there have been a few calls for the support and funding of Indigenous language interpreting services in the legal system. Are Indigenous Australians being lost in translation?
Having spent almost 5 years behind bars for killing a man in Western Australia, Aboriginal man Gene Gibson will walk out of jail after the court overturned his conviction last week. The court called his conviction a miscarriage of justice and found Gibson did not speak English sufficiently or had the cognitive ability to understand the legal process during his arrest and police interviews. This is Dee Lightfoot from the Kimberley Interpreting Service.
We provided the interpreting services for Mr. Gibson. Originally, there was a miscarriage of justice because Mr. Gibson wasn't provided with an interpreter throughout his police interview, so the interviews were ruled as inadmissible.
Gibson is from the remote desert community of Kiwakura and predominantly communicates in his native language of Pintupi. According to Dr. Felicity Meekins, a senior research fellow at the University of Queensland, not being fluent in English is not uncommon for Indigenous Australians.
It's actually very common. So many people in Northern Australia are bilingual, but they're not necessarily bilingual in English. They might be bilingual in a couple of Indigenous languages or multiple Indigenous languages. And in many other cases, people will be speaking a Creole variety rather than English as well, but this can often be mistaken for English. So it's very common for Aboriginal people in Northern Australia, Central Australia, not to speak English fluently.
Meekins thinks Mr. Gibson's case is not abnormal, and language barriers can and do have devastating effects on Indigenous men and women within the legal system.
So, for example, there's a word in Creole, kill, which sounds an awful lot like the English word kill, to extinguish life. But in fact, in Creole, it means to hit somebody rather than kill them so that they're no longer alive. So, for instance, in a court system, somebody might admit to killing somebody, but in fact, what they're doing is admitting to an assault rather than murder. So there's lots of problems caused by the court system using English and people not being native speakers of English.
Systemic racism may also have played a role in Mr. Gibson's initial conviction. Meekins believes there are preconceived notions around Australians speaking English and thinks speakers of European and Asian languages don't face the same challenges as Aboriginal people.
So the assumption is that if you grew up in Australia, you can speak English, you should speak English, and we don't necessarily have to provide you with an interpreter. Whereas if you're coming from overseas and you speak a major European or Asian language, there is no assumption that you learn English, so people have less barriers, I guess, to engaging the interpreting service if you end up being caught up in the legal system, for instance. So I think there's an underlying racism that goes into those kinds of decisions.
The government is not unaware of these issues, and there is a language policy to protect non-English speakers in Western Australia, where Gibson was convicted. This is Dee Lightfoot again.
So basically, there's a language service policy that outlines the need for social services and government workers to know how to, when to, and why to engage an interpreter for anyone who doesn't have English as a first language, and that includes all Aboriginal languages.
Is that policy followed every single time, or do some cases like Mr. Gibson's fall through the cracks?
Unfortunately, the language service policy is not always followed.
And according to Professor Harry Blagg from the University of Western Australia Law School, this is exactly what happened to Mr. Gibson.
The miscarriage of justice really occurred at every stage of contact between Gibson and the criminal justice system.
Blagg thinks that even with preventative policies in place, the inability to communicate sufficiently with native speakers is still a persistent problem in the legal system.
It's our lack of understanding, our lack of capacity to be able to communicate effectively with Indigenous people that makes us very bad at making any sensible judgment. So we interpret their behaviour in ways that don't always meet their interests.
The federal government supplies funding to the Kimberley Interpreting Service, but Western Australia recently cut funding to language services in the state. Dee Lightfoot thinks that more funding and more support for Indigenous interpreting services are needed across the board.
The service is crucial, and the right to understand and be understood is something that the government needs to really value and consider, especially for first languages of Australia.
Dee Lightfoot, CEO of the Kimberley Interpreting Service, ending that report.